Well, today's gospel reading shows the many faceted plan of Jesus in his attempt to bring the kingdom of God into the world. The first part, is clear. There's a spiritual plane to what Jesus is doing. He's curing this woman of this illness. And in that sense, releasing her, setting her free from the infirmity, in a sense, that's an establishment of the kingdom, right? The kingdom of God is breaking through into the world through this miracle. And by setting her free, it's setting her free from, they consider the evil that oppresses her, at that time. And of course, Jesus is operating on the spiritual level. That's his primary course of action during his ministry. But he's got two other courses of action that are going on as well. He's got a cultural course of action and an individual course of action. And the cultural course of action is very clear with the interaction with the Pharisees who are there. The Pharisees are very upset that Jesus has violated the law. He's actually done work, right? Because performing a miracle even on the Sabbath would be a form of work, and they've done that on the Sabbath. And Jesus did it on the Sabbath. And of course, Jesus needs to make a real cultural shift here for the Pharisees, who are really coming out of a dyadic viewpoint, right? That is to say that cultural concerns are more important than individual concerns. That's the whole point of a dyadic culture. We live in an individualistic culture. We have no idea sometimes, what the dyadic culture that considers the group more important than the individual, what they're thinking like. But that's what the Pharisees are doing. And they've inherited this. They're not to blame for it, right? They came, kind of raised in a world where the group is more important than the individual. And that means that the law is going to be more important than the individual, because the law is what keeps the group cohesive. The law is what the group centers on. The law is at the center of the group itself. So, of course, if asked the question, which Jesus later answers in the same gospel, right, what's more important, the law or the individual? Jesus is going to say, was the Sabbath made for man, or man made for the Sabbath? And it's very clear what Jesus' answer is, that man is not made for the Sabbath, right? The Sabbath is part of the law, right? Human beings are not made for the law, but in fact, the law was made for human beings. That's Jesus' viewpoint. And so, in a way, the law is subordinate to the good of the individual for Jesus. And so he has to gradually introduce this change, right? This very radically individualistic viewpoint into a group of people who really think that the group is more important than the individual, and therefore the law is more important than the individual. And that in point of fact, every individual was made for the law, for the group, not vice versa. So that's the second level that's going on, as Jesus is doing these miracles. He's got to affect this huge cultural transition. And that he does. He's constantly trying to replace the group value of justice with the individuated value of love and compassion, right? So again, we see how he's constantly working to bring in and restore the dignity of the individual, finally associating himself with even the poorest of the poor. Whatsoever you do to these least brothers or sisters of mine, you do unto me. So of course he's now the most important, littlest slave individual on the most margins is more important to me than all the rest of the yada yada, the big group, the big shemazels and the law. So for all intents and purposes, then, Jesus is constantly affecting this cultural transition. But there's a third thing going on, which is, of course, that wonderful, beautiful, individual compassion for that individual woman. Jesus is seeing beyond, of course, the whole spiritual plane, which is incredibly important. That's his primary mission, beyond the cultural plane, and focusing on that one woman. because he has compassion on her in her infirmity. And he sees her, and she becomes quite irresistible, right? I mean, he just can't help himself. He sees her pain, he sees her difficulty, and of course, he reaches out to alleviate that as well. And of course, all these things, you know, combined together in this ministry that is literally going to change the world. Set into the context of the Christian community after the resurrection with the power of the Holy Spirit, these teachings will, in fact, change the whole world. It will eventually throw over the system of classification, social stratification within the Roman Empire, including the slavery which predominated the classes in the Roman Empire, which, you know, were the most, you know, majority class in the Roman Empire, and eventually, of course, effect the greatest cultural transition that ever existed. And here it begins with one little woman who just needs help from an affliction that she's been besieged with. And of course, in doing that, the world is about to change. Amen.